Kalkbruket, the lime mill. In 1946, Råneå's Kalkbruks Association was formed when they began to clear a plot where the furnace would stand. Before that, the farmers mined lime there, which they themselves burned in so-called lime pits in order to be able to lime their fields. In order to be able to finance the business, shares were sold for 100 kroner each. The main building that was first built was a large building. The chimney was 27 metres high. Next to the lime factory, they also built their so-called timber yards, where they brought old scrap houses and timber to be able to fire the furnace. And they had to hand saw it. The wages for the workers during the construction were 2 kroner and 13 ore an hour, and they worked 48 hours a week. The food that they brought in was often heated by the furnace, which got very hot during work. The first eating area was a shelter that accommodated 4 people, and then later the workers got a barrack where they could sit and eat their meals. They always took their food from home. After a year, the construction was completed in the year 1947. At the time, 25 men worked there. The first lime was mined there was agricultural lime, and then later lime for the ironworks. The tools used in mining the lime were picks, shovels, pry bars, and a wheelbarrow with iron wheels. Dynamite was also used. Those who worked there came from Prestholm, Burle and Ordbyn. The lime was loaded by hand onto trucks and transported to the railway in Nimasel. And there it was loaded from the trucks onto the railway wagons by hand. The burnt lime that came out had to be crushed by hand with picks and pry bars until 1956. In 1956, the first stone crusher wheel was purchased for 90,000 kroner from Stockholm. The lime was delivered to NJA in Luleå, the current site of SSAB. The 25 men who worked there at the mill had to go guarantor to buy the 90,000 kroner crusher stone. Assi from Carlsberg wanted hydrated lime for the production of paper, and that is how lime quenching came about. The tasks were divided into mining in the pit, lime burning, wood cutting, lime quenching, and driving. In 1957, the Kalkföreningen was declared bankrupt and all operations ceased. In the bankruptcy action, the large crusher wheel, which was bought, was sold to Svappavaara Mining Company for 90,000 kroner, and the workers who had gone guarantor were rescued. The large building was demolished in 1983 when the military from Boden came and performed an exercise mission. They loaded the oven with 20 kilograms of explosives around and in the lime kiln, and allowed the charges to detonate. The whole oven was demolished in a couple of seconds. Nowadays, the lime kiln is only in pictures and the memories of those who experienced it. The surrounding area around the lime mill has many unusual plants in the area due to the rich lime deposits. These include Tibust, Daphne miserium, Norna, Calypso bulbosa, and Gokusko, Cypriderium calcilius. The area is a nature reserve. Marble quarrying. The marble quarry, which is located just a little further up the hill from the lime quarry, was bought in the 60s by a company from Boden called Nyström's Plattsättningsfabrik. They employed 3 men at the quarry, where a block of 1 cubic metre was broken at a time and transported to Boden, where the blocks were sawn and refined. It was only possible to transport 1 block at a time. The company received the start-up capital of 15,000 kroner and when the money was gone, the business was over. Marble from Prestholm can still be seen in the school at Near Marcel, at the Hotel Bedencia in Boulden.